The next thing that I would like to share with you on this five little series on prayer was when I was reading how Moses went to meet with God. And as I read that, this is in Exodus now, starting at verse 7 down through verse 11, there's a lot of wonderful insights here that I can apply to my own life. Now, in verse 7, now Moses used to take and set up the tabernacle outside of the camp. They called the tabernacle the tent of meeting, and it was outside. Verse 11, anyone who was seeking God will have to go outside to the tent of meeting to minister, to offer sacrifices, and offer prayers to God. Verse 8, when Moses went outside to the tent of meeting, all the people would rise and stand at the entrance of their own personal tent and watch Moses go into the presence of God. And when Moses went in and they could no longer see him to talk with God, the people went, the people saw when Moses went in that the column of smoke came down and stayed at the entrance to where Moses went in. And it stood there all the while Moses was speaking with God, and God was speaking to Moses. Verse 10, when all the people saw this column of smoke come down, blocking the entrance, standing at the entrance of the tent, they would all bow down their faces and touch the ground at the entrance of their own tent. All of them joined in worshiping God. Verse 11, God would speak to Moses personally as a man speaks to his friend. And when it was all done, then Moses would come back to the camp where the Israelites were camping. Now, there were some things here that I read it again, I said, God, give me some helpful insights in how I can meet with God. So the first thing that stood out to me is far outside. The place that I'm going to meet with God should be a quiet place, away from all distractions as much as possible, where we can seek God. And so Moses put a way out there. So the noise of people in the camp and stirring and all of that would not break his focus or break his train of thought or his ability to just hear what God's direction for him. People watched as he went in because they knew, remember, he was going to speak with God. Now, when you speak with God, does your family know that they ought to be quiet because you're going to be doing prayer business with God? And the kids will see this is very, very important in your life, because what's important to mom and dad will be important to the kids. And then God would guard the entrance because God wanted to be sure it was an undisturbed encounter. John Wesley and Charles, Mother Suzanne, or Susanna, had a lot of children. And when she was going to God in prayer, she had no quiet place, really, but she took her apron and she put it over her head And when the family saw this, they were very quiet because mom is meeting with God. And the people worship because they saw that they too had a need for an encounter with God. And God says that he would speak to Moses as a friend. See, this was a very personal encounter with God. We're talking about that. We're not talking about family prayers and all that. We're talking about your personal encounter with God. And you can have this, the same type of an encounter that Moses had. Moses, after the prayer, came back to his responsibility. But the encounter with God fit him for the day. And an encounter with God will fit us for the day. Now, I wrote some things down. What was the results of the encounter from the Word of God? God said, I know you by name, and I'm pleased with you. And Moses' request was, show me your ways, God, so that I can know you. And when you spend time in communicating with God and allowing God to speak to you, you will grow in your knowledge of who he is. He won't be a God that's far off. He'll be a very, very personal God. And God answered Moses' prayer. He says, Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you peace. God said, I will go with the people also, because Moses was interceding for them. As you pray for your children before the Lord, and you're saying, well, praise God, I'm going to claim this for me, that God will go with my children also. And Moses said, Lord, let me see your glory. And he said, you can't see my face and live, but you can see my backside. See, this is very personal stuff that flows from an encounter with a living God. So as much as you can, have that special place where you have an encounter with God that will not be disturbed. I wanted to share an illustration from John Payton. John Payton was a missionary to the cannibals in the Pacific. And John Payton, as he wrote the story of his life, he told what it was like to live in his home. They made socks on looms, and their house had one huge room that they cooked in and that they worked on socks, and also where they were taught. And there was a small alcove with a bed in it, and it had like a bed sheet or something hanging over the doorway. And John Payton's father would go in there, and the family knew that when he was in there, he was praying to God, and they would work as quietly as possible. His prayers were so strong. He used to pray for the town prostitute. One day she walked by the open window, that little room that he prayed in, and heard her name. And she crouched by the window to hear this man agonizing in prayer for her soul and for her life. And as a result, they said she came many times because she knew about the time he prayed and would hear him praying for her. She received Christ as her personal Savior. You have no idea how far-reaching effects you can have when you cry out to God in prayer.